The index indicates two-thirds of African governments are getting better year by year. Liberia is perhaps making the biggest strides toward good governance. On the other end of the scale, a few countries, particularly those where wars are being waged, are failing. Somalia, ungovernable for more than a decade, ranked last of the 48 countries surveyed. These are the findings of the Ibrahim Index of African Governance, an annual ranking of sub-Saharan African nations according to quality of governance. They're based on data for 2006, compiled and analyzed by experts from the Kennedy School of Government at Harvard University. The index is the idea of Sudanese businessman Mo Ibrahim, who made a fortune bringing mobile phone technology to much of Africa during the past decade. He's now devoting his time, and a substantial portion of his fortune, to addressing what many consider Africa's biggest failing, bad governance. Ibrahim unveiled his second annual index at a news conference in Addis Ababa. He was joined by several board members of the Mo Ibrahim Foundation, among them Mary Robinson, the former president of Ireland and the UN human rights chief, as well as Salim Ahmed Salim, the former head of the Organization of African Unity and former prime minister of Tanzania. One of the most disturbing findings is that the quality of governance deteriorated between 2005 and 2006 in the Horn of Africa and the surrounding region, including Sudan. Salim Salim says regional conflicts are undermining all progress.
And you talk about conflicts, you talk of Somalia, you talk of the situation right now in Somalia, which affects Ethiopia, you talk of the Ethiopia-Eritrea situation, you talk, for that matter, even Sudan is involved in this, you talk of the situation in Sudan. So really, I would say one of the number one problems which has affected this region has been the issue of conflict.
Ibrahim admits the governance index is not perfect for two important reasons. First, the data are often provided by the rated governments themselves, and he says governments lie. Second, the picture is already dated, since the most recent data are from 2006, the last year for which statistics are available. But he says the index is a valuable tool giving governments an assessment of the quality of services provided to their citizens. He says when he began looking at ways of reinvesting the millions he made from his African company Celtel, he recognized good governance as the top priority.
We could have given this money to people in the camps in Darfur or to the vaccine for AIDS. These are all painkillers. What we need is to define the root for conflicts. Why Darfur happened? Why Somalia happened? Why DRC happened? What we need is to deal with the root of the disease, not to give aspirins. That's why we decided to give the money to this foundation.
This year's index rated Mauritius as the best-governed sub-Saharan African nation for the second year. Next came Seychelles, Cape Verde, Botswana, and South Africa in that order. Liberia showed the most progress, jumping more than 10 points on the index to move up to 38th place among the 48 countries surveyed. After Somalia, Africa's worst-governed countries are the Democratic Republic of Congo, Chad, Sudan, Angola, and the Central African Republic. Zimbabwe ranked 33rd among African nations in 2006, though analysts say recent developments will push it further down in future surveys. The index measures governance based on five criteria: safety and security, rule of law, transparency and corruption, participation in human rights, economic opportunity, and human development. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, Addis Ababa.